Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Welcome to Spark.
We tell two stories.
We tell them live.
And we tell them all across the UK.
We have four short stories for you today.
From our many open mic nights.
The first is from the Brixton Ritzy.
Where the theme was rebellion.
It's by Angelica.
And it talks about sex. You have been warned.
Well, my story is actually about my sex life. I hope it doesn't sound like I'm boasting or... I don't know, just really weird. It's actually with this guy here, Mikhail, who's my boyfriend. It happened not that long ago, actually. And it was quite a big thing for me because when I was younger, I was very anxious. I'm still a bit anxious and hoping that I don't, like, pee myself or something. I was the girl who was always saying truth or dare or something in primary school. I wouldn't be the one who would be dared to kiss. I'd be the one dared to stick my head in a dog bin for 10 seconds kind of thing. I was really not used to sexual gratification or anything. But so my father, who's Christian, and he was always like, oh, don't do anything bad. Don't have sex. And then I realized that I like the idea of doing that kind of thing, and that I would actually go a bit extreme with it. So I ended up doing something I hadn't thought I'd ever do. Me and my boyfriend, we went out to Primrose Hill. We ended up being actual exhibitionists that night. It started off with me taking off one item of clothing throughout the night, and then it got to the point where we kind of just got under like a shaded tree. It was quite dark. And then we started to get a bit frisky, as to say. Things started happening. And then some random passers-by started walking past. It happened a few times. I'd just kind of noodle along, just keep walking by. And then one guy came over and he just kind of went, are you dogging? And we were just kind of like... We suppose so. We are, yeah. And then he was kind of just like, do you want a three-way? And we were like, why not? So that started happening. And then another guy walked past. And then he was just like, I heard you and it sounded pretty hot. Can I watch? And then it was like, why not? The more the merrier. This night was just enrolling and we were just so flustered, like, what the hell is going on? But having a great time at the same time with this attractive stranger who, yeah, we made sure everything was safe. And then so it just turns out this night of me, a girl who was anxious and had never felt that I would be attractive or do something risky like this. I'm with a guy that I've just met, a boyfriend that I'm in love with, and another random guy just in the shadows wanking. I didn't see his face that night. I just saw a kind of wank in the shadows. And yeah, I tell the stories of the shadow wank and the mysterious stranger. And then afterwards, we went and sat down with him and had a conversation. I got his email. We haven't contacted him yet, but we plan to. I mean, it was a good night. And then I told my best friend about this, because I was like, oh, yeah, you know me, because I was actually in hospital with her when I had really bad anxiety. And she was like, oh, wow, that's a big change. And then she decided to tell my mother. And then that wasn't the best thing to happen. So, but yeah, I mean, I actually found out that I really like being rebellious. So I'm going to do it again.
Thanks to Angelica for sharing her story.
Next up, we travel to Exmouth Market for a Christmas-themed story by Virginie.
Hi, everyone. So, I've been running events in this hall for about 6 years. The main event that I run, that isn't Spark, I cheat on Spark, is a French or Francophone cabaret called Soirée Pompette. And the premise is that you come in and you have to speak French. So imagine this evening, but you've been obliged to speak French. So you could be a stand-up comedian. We've had stand-up comedians trying to do their act in French. You could be a spoon bender. You could be a belly dancer. You could be, a Piaf singer, kind of cabaret star singer. You do quite well at Soirée Pompette. And it's something that I kind of set up, and I've kind of done it. I put out all the tables. I do the bar. I compare. I book the acts. And because it's just me organizing it, sometimes around the edges, it's a little bit loose. It's a little bit rough. Some things aren't organized in time. And I've always had anxiety dreams about this kind of thing, like people turning up and I've forgotten to wear a costume, or I've forgotten to buy any drinks. I once had a dream that some French teenagers turned up and pissed in the corner. So that's kind of where my anxiety sometimes goes. But one day, I was setting up, and I've put all the tables and chairs out, I've done the lights, I've got the sound system working, the fridges are on, and I've realised I forgot to book any bar staff. And I'm like, this is going to be interesting. I'm supposed to compare, see acts in, make sure everyone's all right, and serve at the bar. Tricky. But I've always had this kind of weird faith that things will kind of come through. Maybe that's because we're in a church hall, I don't know. So I'm kind of thinking, okay, it's just gonna come through. And there's a knock at the door. I swear this is a true story. There's a knock at the door, and it's a guy saying he's looking for work and that he has bar experience. Okay, if you'd like to come in for an interview. I'm a very discerning employer. He is not only a French-speaking Québécois Canadian, but this was the ultimate, like, this is a sign. Top of his CV, which he had in his hand, he was also of Portuguese origin. His name was Jesus. Yes, you are booked, sir. So we had Jesus behind the bar for a little Soirée Pompette. And that is my story.
This Mother's Day, celebrate the extraordinary women in your life with a heartfelt gift from Blue Nile. Whether it's for your mom, a mother figure, or yourself as a mom, find that perfect piece to express your love and appreciation. Explore Blue Nile's exquisite pearls and mesmerizing gemstones that she's sure to love. Enjoy fast shipping options like guaranteed free shipping and returns. Make this Mother's Day unforgettable with a piece from Blue Nile. Right now, get up to 50% off at BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Fresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Our final two stories come from our most recent night at the Brixton Ritzy,
where the theme was Christmas.
The first is by Pam. Enjoy!
Okay, I'd like to tell you a story. Happened many years ago. Okay, there was a woman and a man, and they travelled a long way. They travelled all the way from Kent to East Surrey. And the woman was very tired because she was with child. And she was very, very tired because the baby was well overdue. And so they walked and they saw a sign. And the sign said, East Surrey Hospital. And the woman was in so much pain that there were stars and a really big star right above her head with pain. And they went into the hospital. And soon they were visited by three wise men. A midwife carrying the gifts of the 10 fingers, and if you've never had a baby, you don't know what that is. A doctor carrying the gift of doctory things, and an anaesthetist carrying the gift of the epidural. And they showed this lady, and they showed the woman into a room, and it was a cold room, and there was nothing in that room but a bed, and she lay down on that bed. And she gave birth. And she looked at the baby, and she looked at her husband. And she looked at the baby, and she looked at her husband. And she thought, yes, indeed, this is the son of David. My husband's called David. And they thought, yes, indeed, this is the son of David. And the woman and the man, they were so afraid. And they looked to God because they were so afraid, because they were first-time parents and they hadn't a bloody clue and they did not know what to do. But the boy grew and he was a good boy. And sometimes the boy would be found talking to people. And he would be talking to people about all sorts of things. He would be talking to them about dinosaurs and trains and, as he got older, bees and all sorts of things. And the woman held these things in her heart. And soon the boy grew and grew. And he grew so tall that he was taller than the woman. And he would patronizingly pat her on the head. And he would say, "There, there, mother." And every year they would celebrate the birth of this baby at Christmas. And he would pat her on the head. And she would smile at the boy. And she knew that she had given him the greatest gift of all, the gift of the ginger gene. Happy birthday, born at Christmas.
That was Pam. And our final story today is by Pam's son, Ewan.
The Christmas boy himself.
Never really used a microphone before, so here goes. So first thing you need to know about this story is that my cousin, when he was born perfectly fine. A couple of weeks into being alive, he was diagnosed with testicular cancer, and this is how this story starts. So this is a baby boy, few months old, testicular cancer. Roll on, 17 odd years, I'm asleep. I wake up and by God, I'm in agony. Go to the toilet, I'm not just really constipated, something else is going wrong. I've lost all my clothes by this point. I'm trying to work out what the hell is going wrong with my systems. I'm curled up like this. Banging on my brother's door. All I get from him is, "F off, Ewan, I'm trying to sleep." I'm like, "Get dad, get dad." No! Doesn't happen. He eventually gets Dad. My dad calls the ambulance. I'm still trying to figure what's going wrong. A cup of Phil, something's not right. One is one way, the other is the wrong way round. Yes, guys, it's a testicular torsion. When your ball wraps, and this is why I'm telling you this story, because I saw how many guys were in there, and they all just went, oh, it's a testicular torsion. My dad phones the ambulance. We go downstairs. We tell my brother, I love my brother, to go wait for the ambulance. What does he do at 1:30 in the morning? He opens the door and then goes, good night. Eventually, I get myself into the ambulance. Gas and air, I tell you, for this, just isn't strong enough. Get into the ambulance, get in to the hospital. It happens to be East Surrey, where I was born and where I thought I was about to lose my chance of children. Get to East Surrey, and, you know, because it's actually nowhere near Christmas, but because it's East Surrey, there was a drunk person in the room to allow me into the hospital. Wasn't happening. Sat out there, curled up, agony. Never been so glad to be in a wheelchair in my life. Get there, and then I start getting inspected by the doctors. And yes, they're right, I do have a testicular torsion. I'm off, I'm on morphine. I'm lying there on the bed, completely naked. My dad, bless his heart, he's at the business end of things. And I just said, I don't care what it looks like, Dad, just count. Just count, that's all I want you to do, just count. Morphine hits. Then the nurse walks in, and all of a sudden, morphine is strong enough for a testicular torsion. And I start wondering if I'll get an erection, because the nurse was quite hard. I then immediately go into the operating theatre and get everything untwisted, stitched up, the other one fixed into place, because if you get a torsion, you're 40% likely to get it on the other side as well. So I get it sorted. Going back to my cousin, my mum is in Scotland at this point, you've all heard her tonight, with my cousin. My cousin has just had a prosthetic testicle put in to replace the one he lost when he was a baby. He's there having gained one, I'm there having lost one. So we're on Skype, I'm as high as a kite still, my mum's thinking flying back, and I'm like, no, I'm fine. The morphine was still pretty strong. She gets home 24 hours later, I'm lying there, completely incapacitated, unable to move. Cocodamol isn't strong enough for a testicular torsion. And that was it, really. My point of this to you was actually, during Christmas, we have our friends, we have our family, and we also have our health. And I'd just like to say, guys, your men's health isn't talked about much, and it's not just above the belt and below the knees. So please, for your stories, for your family, please discuss men's health. Thank you.
Thanks to Angelica, Virginie, Pam, and Ewan.
If you've recently subscribed to our podcast, you may have noticed a problem downloading older episodes. We fix the problem now, so there's over 180 shows to enjoy on our feed.
Merry Christmas from all of us at Spark.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic-butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.